Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support.
Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward. Welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a podcast where I share some of my favorite quotes and my thoughts on Stoicism and how to apply these principles in your daily life. Today's episode is called Hold True. How do you remain true to the aspirations that you have? How do you not let other people's opinions sway you from your own principles? This week's episode is about finding your values and holding true. Epictetus said, "Attach yourself to what is spiritually superior, regardless of what other people think or do. Hold to your true aspirations, no matter what is going on around you." As children, we're taught how to get along with other people, how to be congenial, how to fit in. And kids that are seen as different or weird are often ostracized or teased. And as we grow up, I think most of us have a time in our lives where we feel like we're not like everybody else. And so we try even harder to fit in. We'll often try to change ourselves into something that we aren't. And when we do this, we have a feeling of being inauthentic. And even if we are liked in the moment, it's kind of a hollow feeling because we know that we're fitting in by being fake. And as we get older, most of us generally find a way to fit in and get along. We may not really talk about some of the weird or unique ideas that we have in our lives. We may hold on to the religion that we grew up in, even if we don't believe in it, simply because it's easier to go along and get along. But if we're not careful, we can take on the attitudes and ideas that really aren't our own, and we may simply just default to the values of the culture that we live in. Marcus Aurelius said, "You need to get used to winnowing your thoughts, so that if someone says, 'What are you thinking about?' you can respond at once." And what Marcus is telling us here is that we need to be very clear about our own thinking. We need to know ourselves. And when we know ourselves and we know exactly what we hold as important, then if somebody were to come up to us and ask us, you know, what are the things that are important to us? What are the values that we have? We'd know right away what would be in that list. What would be in your list? Would you know right offhand what you believe and what you hold onto, or would you have to think about it for a while? And would those beliefs be truly yours, or would you be simply saying what all the people around you are saying? It's like Katy Perry once said, "I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything." My partner and I were talking the other day about the fact that I will sometimes not share my opinions with her because I'm afraid she'll get upset with me. And this, of course, annoyed her even more because she wants me to have my own opinion on things. She may disagree with my opinion, but it's still valid for me to have my own opinion. And as we talked about it, the more I could see that I often censor myself around other people because I don't want to upset them. Now, people pleaser in me still pops up sometimes without me really noticing it. And as we talked about it, she came up with this idea that I should write down what my values are. Then if someone didn't agree with me on something or was offended by something I did, then I could simply go down my list of values, and as long as I didn't violate those values, then I could feel good about my actions, regardless of what anybody else thought. So that's what I did this last week. I did a search on personal values, and I compiled a list of those that I feel are important. And I came up with five core values. And those are self-respect, compassion, openness, growth, and leadership. And under each of these values, I put a list of kind of sub-values, things that I think clarify the core value. And I put a question after each one of those to make sure that I could go down that list and ask myself a question to make sure that I'm holding true to that principle. For example, my first, and for now, what is the most important value for me is self-respect, to love and value myself. And the components or sub-values that I have under that are authenticity, and the question that goes with that is, am I being true to myself, and are the beliefs that I hold ones that I have chosen? Next is honesty. Am I being truthful to myself and taking responsibility for my own actions? Humor. Can I relax and laugh at myself and be okay with my mistakes? And the last one is autonomy. Am I being my own person and not behaving differently because I'm worried about what others might think of me? And if I can go down my list of questions here and I can answer each one of those questions honestly, then I'm holding true to my value of self-respect. What are the values that you hold for yourself? What are the things that you hold as your core beliefs? Now, when we're starting off trying to figure out what it is that we truly believe in, we may have a hard time articulating what it is that we hold valuable. We may have a clear idea of what we don't want, though, and that's not a bad place to start. Knowing that we don't want, say, intolerance or racism as part of our values is a pretty good place to start. But I want to encourage you this week to take some time and list off the things that are important for you. If you find you're having trouble coming up with some ideas of what your core values are, go to my website, www.stoic.coffee, and on the front page, you'll see a link to a worksheet called My Core Values Worksheet. And in that PDF, you'll see a list of about 45 personal values, an example of how to fill out the worksheet, as well as a worksheet for you to list out your core values. I think the first part of being able to hold true to your values is to know what they are. And whenever you find yourself unsure of if you are being true to those things that are important to you, you can run down this list and see where it may or may not fit in. But if you can check off everything on your list and answer those questions confidently, then you can feel comfortable with your actions and know that you are holding true to the aspirations no matter what is going on around you. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Thanks for listening.